John Fanga is the Deputy Director General of Māori Health at the Ministry of Health, so he's right in the thick of things. John, thank you for joining us on the show. Tēnā koe.
Mōrena, Dale.
Mōrena.
Mōrena koutou katoa.
Tēnā koe. Well, some encouraging signs as far as vaccination rates and the willingness of people to get themselves tested as the situation balloons. We know just how important it is to ensure our people are safe. And the fact that we can get jabs and tests collectively as a whānau must be encouraging. What's your read of the lay of the land, John?
Well, I think the vaccination rates, as you would have seen the day before yesterday, hitting, I think it was over 80,000, was exceptional. And I think our providers, particularly in Auckland, are really reaching deep into our families and communities. There's a challenge there, though, because they also have been involved quite significantly in testing. But I think certainly in the engagements I've had with Māori providers in the Auckland area, they're doing an exceptional job, both testing and vaccinating, but also helping other parts, I think, of the government response, working around social welfare and social support needs as well. So it's exceptional time.
We are getting quite a bit of feedback from Tamaki Makaurau, but perhaps less than is appropriate when we look at the wider Māori population in other parts of NZ. Have you any updates on the mood of the people or the availability of vaccines and testing in, you know, wider New Zealand outside of Tamaki Makaurau, John?
Yeah, I think, look, not surprisingly, Dale, there's a significant effort in Tamaki Makaurau itself, but across the country, there's been good uptake of vaccines and also big uptake now that we're moving down through the age spans. So there are quite a few different testing sites around the country, both pop-up and planned ones. And I think people are really taking up the opportunity to vaccinate. I think the 12 to 15-year-olds being able to be vaccinated and being able to go along as part of a whānau, I think, is also increased people taking the opportunity to vaccinate. And I think even during lockdown, I think people have taken that opportunity as well.
There's been some talk as a Māori response that we might take the vaccine kaupapa to the streets, literally street corner jabs or tests. I don't know if there's been some official discussion of the potential for that attitude, but is it something that's likely to be raised in Wellington?
I think it's my understanding, and I think Minister Hipkins talked to it yesterday in the briefing, that there are, you know, we have had examples of providers, for instance, with some of those families affected moving in. We've had pop-up, for instance, in some of our churches. I think the thing we've got to balance out, though, Dale, is where we can get the best return in terms of where we put our resources. So what I mean by that is, by all means, getting them out into the community, but we've also got to think about the logistics of moving our healthcare people around too. So it's a real balancing act, but we're seeing good examples of people moving out across the community, as I said, not only looking to address health issues, but also an increasing number of social support and welfare issues as well.
You're heading off to a meeting, which I'm assuming is happening for you each and every day. What's the focus of the kōrero this morning for you, John?
Oh, sorry. Pretty much all of my directorate is working remotely. Now, I have some just internal meetings, management meetings, both COVID and other. So it's just really some of that. But we've kept our workforce there to a very much a bare minimum, obviously, because we need to make sure that people are well protected. And, of course, everyone wearing masks inside as well.
There has been suggestions that some other work, medical, hospitals, surgeries, etc., have been delayed because of the COVID situation, which is understandable, but is it having a significant impact on other mahi that must go on despite COVID?
Oh, I think we're keeping a very close eye on that. Dale, we learnt quite a bit last year from both the general lockdown and the Auckland cluster lockdown. So there are a number of services that can still proceed. And I think people have been made very clear of that. We have to keep an eye on the capacity of some of our hospitals, depending on what's happening with COVID. But where we are, we're trying to minimise as much as possible any disruption to planned care. And as I said, we learnt a lot from last year. I think when we first went into lockdown last year, I think there was a view that a lot of the planned care would need to be suspended. I think we've got a much better view now of what can be undertaken safely. And that's the last part. We've got to make sure, too, to keep our health workforce and our patients safe. But we're certainly much better, I think, this time around at managing and trying to keep on top and keep some of our planned care going.